This is the Week in Fake News with Adelaide Mail.
You always know it's been a good week for Adelaide Mail when I see Dan and Adelaide Mail stuff show up in my other social media feeds. And Dan, just quickly, Adelaide Mail has teamed together with the Crowject to put together a fundraiser, which is now sold out of like the Adelaide Mail piss take on the Port Adelaide Prison Bar Guernsey.
Yes, the infamous prison bars or garden stakes or crow bars, as we're calling it, changed to the Adelaide Crows colours, as made famous by your mate Eddie Maguire. So, no, very good. We've raised a couple of $1,000 for Catherine House, so we're very happy with that.
Oh, that's so nice.
It is nice, but someone has photoshopped photos of Dan in my social media feed. They haven't done anything too bad for him. Hey, Dan, this week, exciting times in South Australia. We've apparently stopped what's affectionately known as the brain drain. We have actually gained 650 people from interstate in the last quarter year. Our largest gain in a quarter for 40 years. What are we doing right?
Well, we're essentially not letting people leave. Basically, how it goes, you know, governments like to spin this thing by saying, oh, look, you know, we've gained more people than we know. It's because we're essentially being held hostage. And what the funny thing is they call it a brain drain. So they're essentially saying anyone smart is leaving the state. So, you know, I think it should be a brain gain is how we should be rephrasing these things. Look on the positive side, I think.
With the news that Telstra has made payphones free to use this week, with the only restrictions being international calls and calls over 6 hours, we are excited to try this system. Have you got a favourite SA payphone, Dan?
Well, a little disappointed that the 6-hour time limit is in place because I won't be able to call my mum and have her just talk to me for a very long time about nothing. But my favourite payphone, what an odd question. Look, it's the one closest to my dealer's house because that's where he meets me. Can we say that? Probably not.
Is that also your mum?
Exactly. I didn't say what she dealt. She's my shoes dealer. There we go.
Vic's Vapor Rub. Preparations are underway for the Royal Adelaide Show, due to start September 4 this year. Apparently, the rides have to isolate before the show begins. Is that as ridiculous as it sounds?
No, I don't think it's ridiculous at all. Look, if you've been on the Gravitron after, a couple of Cokes and a couple of Dagwood dogs, you'll know how much bodily fluid is inside of these things. You know, it's more than the average human. So I think it's very safe to do.
Like it.
Census Day is next Tuesday, August 10, when the nation takes pause to provide statistics and information of varying use. Is there any South Australia-specific questions that maybe we should be looking out for?
Yeah, absolutely. So in the South Australia Census, we'll have the questions at the end. You know, you get all the stuff like your religion, how many people in your household and things like that. Mm-hmm. But then you get the questions specifically for South Australians. So you get to your Villies or your Balfours. Do you like your Crows or your Port? Or do you pronounce it dance or dance? So basically how it goes there. I don't know how they're going to put that on paper, but we'll see how it looks.
Lego. I mean, it always comes up every
exactly.
year.
And there's only one correct answer.
Showdown 50 is here this Saturday. South Australia Health have allowed 15,000 punters to head along to see the game. Masks on, no eating or drinking while standing. Are there any other important restrictions?
Yes, very important one. They're restricting any Port fans from entry, which is the best restriction we could possibly have. It will certainly be a game, that's for sure.
Well, speaking of footy, Port Adelaide have apparently broken their all-time membership record, which, of course, has led to the Crows taking quick action.
Yeah, so Port Adelaide boosted their membership numbers this year, despite not being able to half fill a stadium. They've got baby memberships now and three-game memberships, and if you spend $20 at the Port store, you get, two-game membership kind of thing. So the Crows said, hey, look, let's look at this concept of a three-game membership and boost our numbers. So the Adelaide Crows are introducing a three-quarter membership, which is great for Adelaide Crows fans because that's generally all the time we stick around for anyway, which is great.
It's equal opportunity here. Dan will just take pot shots at everyone, leave everyone upset. That's what we love about this segment. AdelaideMail.com, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, you can find the lads. And unfortunately, you can't get the Crowject Prison Bar Guernsey. But Dan, maybe a second run?
Maybe a second row. Maybe we'll do a long sleeve version. Andrew Jarman style would be fantastic.
I love it, mate. We'll catch you again next week.
See you then. Bye.